Hi, I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
And I'm Sean Sutner, news and features writer for Search Health IT.
Welcome to another episode of the Hit Squad podcast series, in which Sean and I, sometimes with guests, talk about some of the latest health IT stories and topics we're involved with. In this episode, we're going to talk about interviews we did with notable people in the health IT and health information management communities.
Okay, so Kristen, I thought the video interviews you did with Zane Burke, president of Cerner Corp, and Lieutenant Nicole Kirkenbush of the Department of Defense Healthcare Management Systems Program Executive Office, that's a mouthful, were great. Really good videos, really good information. They took place at the annual forum of the College of Health Information Management Executives, known as CHIME. They were really the best, if not the only, joint interviews I've seen between Cerner and military officials about this big DoD contract. As our listeners probably know, Cerner and a couple of systems integrators signed a $4 billion contract, if I'm correct,
yes,
to put Cerner's Millennium EHR in all military hospitals and clinics really around the world.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know, Kristen, like, what struck you most kind of on a personal level about Zane Burke and Lieutenant Kirkenbush, and how do you think the Cerner DoD EHR contract will go moving forward?
Yeah, well, I have to admit, before the interview, I was a little bit nervous talking to two, such important people. But when I was speaking with them, they were really down earth, really nice people. And just in terms of, Burke's demeanor and how he seemed to view the contract and this venture, he seemed pretty confident that Cerner could take this on. He even told me, that they've done this kind of scale before. So in that sense, it's not new. But obviously, with the military, they're going to have to deliver EHRs to very different places than when you think
like
of
a tent in Afghanistan?
Yeah, or like, a ship out in the ocean. So in that sense, that's a new challenge. But he seemed very excited and honored to be able to help provide quality healthcare to the men and women serving our country, as well as, their families. So that was great. And just in terms of him and Kirkenbush, kind of talking together and interacting, they seem to have really good communication, have a really good relationship. They told me that, they've been talking about this for a while. So it seems like they have been establishing and working on their relationship for a while now, which is a good thing, I think. And in terms of like how the contract will go, I mean, I think it's good that they have such a good relationship so far, and I think it's good that Cerner has done this scale before, and Zane seems so confident about it. But of course, only time will tell.
Well, any idea of the time frame of this? I mean, how long is this going to take? I think the first phase of the implementation is 2 years.
Oh yeah, they hadn't really talked to me about the time frame. They just said that they have been talking about this and working on things for about 18 months now. So this isn't, the announcement was relatively recent, but this is something that has been in the works for a while.
So what kind of scale stuff has Cerner done that can approach this? Just a huge hospital network?
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, so, Kristen, you did another fascinating interview down at the CHIME Forum in Orlando, Florida, and this one was with Mark Probst, the CIO of Intermountain Healthcare in Utah. He's also vice president there. Now, he's the chairman-elect of CHIME, taking over in January.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about his view of health IT standards, and so can you just say a little bit about what he, what his view is really characterized by, and about standards, and what's he like to deal with? He's got some pretty strong ideas, and what's he like to talk with one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, he is clearly a very smart guy, and yes, very opinionated. When it comes to interoperability and standards, for him it seems like he really cares about the data aspect of all of that. So he told me that in terms of the two standards that are out there now, HL7 and FHIR, he kind of likes HL7 a little bit more because it addresses the data aspect of all of this. But in general, he does think that HL7 and FHIR are a step in the right direction, but, you know, just not enough yet. Like, we're not quite there yet, and a lot more needs to be done. So that was his opinion. But he was a great guy to talk to, really friendly, very eloquent, and very smart.
Now, he wants Congress to step in. I mean, he's been saying that for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's used the analogy in the past of Congress mandated what the size of a railroad track should be in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Did he mention that analogy?
He didn't.
Okay,
no.
But he, we shall see. I mean, as chairman of Chime, he's going to have a real bully pulpit to talk,
yes,
about these issues going forward next year. So
yes, that's very true.
We're going to stay tuned.
Yeah, so Sean, well, now it's your turn. Since you have just interviewed me, I will ask you a question.
Sure.
So you were in New Orleans in September for another conference, the 2015 AHIMA Convention and Exposition. AHIMA, the American Health Information Management Association, is closely associated with ICD-10, which dropped earlier this month. Actually, it dropped the day after the show ended, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Yeah, so could you talk about how ICD-10 affected the conference?
Well, ironically, attendance was down at this conference precisely because ICD-10 was about to drop or be implemented on October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
The conference ended September 30th, and I think people needed to be back at their home healthcare organizations taking care of ICD-10.
Right.
And no one wanted to talk about that aspect, of course. You know,
yeah,
there was no official numbers put out, and I got a little bit suspicious about that, but it was still a really good show, and people, you know, AHIMA is one of the leaders of the pro ICD-10 camp, you know, so they did a ton of work leading up to this, you know, through the 2 1-year delays and so forth, and they're a source of many resources for implementation of ICD-10. A lot of ICD-10 experts are part of AHIMA. So it was really a celebratory atmosphere. By their own description, they loved ICD-10, and this was a upbeat conference for them, even if attendance was a little down. So those are the two ways ICD-10 really affected the conference, and we're still going to see how it plays out. Still early. So we're going to keep our eye on what's going on with ICD-10 out there.
Right, yeah.
So, Kristen, you know, while we're talking about conferences, I was a little curious. You were down in Orlando. Now, I'm sure you probably had a chance to squeeze in a visit to Disney, even though your time was limited. I know it was quite compressed. You were doing a lot of video work. And can you tell us about whether you did or did not visit Disney?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Scott doesn't know this, but I think I rode Thunder Mountain probably 10 times. He thought I was filming. No, I'm just kidding.
Only 10?
That's all I had time for. No, I'm just kidding, Scott. I was actually working. But, yeah, it was good. It was really nice to go down.
No time for Disney. No, seriously?
No time for fun.
No.
No time for fun.
Did you bring back any Disney, any souvenirs or trinkets from at least the airport?
I did not. No.
All right. Well, maybe next time.
But it was really – I actually really, really enjoyed this conference, just talking with people. So in that sense, I really did enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So great. So that wraps up this edition of the Hit Squad podcast. Please check in at searchhealthit.com for this and other Hit Squad episodes. Thanks for being with us.
Bye. We'll be right back.